Barbra Streisand is starring in a new movie called Nuts, which she also produced. It's based on a play of the same name by Tom Topor that ran on Broadway in 1980. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Timing for Nuts should be perfect, what with the current raging controversy over what ought to be done about the deinstitutionalized mentally ill. In New York, Mayor Ed Koch is actually rounding them up and reinstitutionalizing them, which raises a lot of questions. Who has the godlike right to decide whether someone is insane? And on what basis? Since those are the questions Nuts poses, you might presume that this is a movie with a powerful sense of urgency and moral conflict. What you get instead is a powerful sense of déjà vu. Barbra Streisand plays a high-priced hooker who has murdered one of her Johns. Her well-to-do mom and dad, played by Maureen Stapleton and Carl Malden, think she's crazy, and so does a dopey psychiatrist, played by Eli Wallach. So now she has to undergo a hearing to determine whether she's mentally competent to stand trial. Richard Dreyfuss, her court-appointed lawyer, believes she's perfectly sane, and since her so-called craziness amounts to little more than being a giant pain, it's not hard to decide where we, the audience, stand on the issue. In scene after scene, we watch the judge, played by James Whitmore, raise his furry eyebrows over the sort of behavior that, at worst, might get an unruly schoolgirl sent to the principal's office.
Do you believe that the defendant is dangerous to herself and others?
Yes, I do.
Define dangerous.
That's for cross-examination.
Ask him to define dangerous.
When a patient is paranoid, and I found this patient to be paranoid.
Ask him to define paranoid,
will you
then.
Be quiet? You want to keep your mouth
and
shut.
Has this patient's history, then I consider such a person dangerous.
Define dangerous.
Mr. Levinsky, if these proceedings are too much of a burden for the defendant, I would be happy to entertain a request for an adjournment.
It won't be necessary, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
We allow a good deal of leeway in these circumstances, Mr. Levinsky. We're not nearly as formal here as in other courts, but I would remind you that the rules of contempt apply.
Ever since Jagged Edge proved a surprise smash, courtroom dramas are all the rage in Hollywood. But Nuts is far from state-of-the-art. It stacks the deck so obviously that it reminds you of the most torpid television plays of the 50s. The big third-act surprise is predictable from early in the first, and there isn't a moment when you find yourself wondering who's right and who's wrong. Nuts is devoid of suspense and moral ambiguity, and yet something makes it watchable. It's not Martin Ritt's flabby direction, nor is it Richard Dreyfuss once again pulling out his familiar array of frazzled huffs and puffs. No, it's Streisand herself. Her performance here is almost over-delivered. All stops out, everything going at once. Sexy, funny, ferocious, angry, and even when her tone seems not to fit the character, mesmerizing. Streisand can't convince us that she's an expensive call girl, that she's committed a murder, however justifiable, or that she's just spent weeks in the nut house. But she can convince us that she has a lot at stake here. In fact, I found myself fascinated by the autobiographical aspects of Nuts. Streisand is, after all, known to be a compulsive perfectionist, difficult to work with, picky and rude, and, well, a giant pain. What with her three obsessively designed houses, her ability to carry on hour-long conversations about her favorite dessert, and her capacity for driving everyone in her vicinity around the bend, some might call her crazy. No wonder Streisand found Nuts an attractive property. This movie is her sanity defense.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.